Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhn and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 10th of September, 2022. We are happy to be here with you. We love the people listening to us and their participation in contacting us, emailing us. Thank you for doing that. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com or you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We appreciate you. You can go to every social media. Just put Radio Law Talk in whatever social media you can go to. Still, hint, hint, Instagram. We can't get our Instagram back. What happened is our Instagram was under a phone number of a person that used to work for us. So the phone number's gone, right? That got disappeared. And it was an old phone of some sort. And the email, for some reason, has been blocked or whatever. So we can't go in there and access our Instagram. So we've got a lot of interesting things to talk about today. The main thing, we're going to have a case or no case, of course, but the main thing we're going to talk about right after that, we've got to talk to you about this Georgia police officer. Now, we're going to get into details. I'm just going to tease you on that. This is an interesting one we're going to start off with. I mean, we've got a lot of other things to talk about. R. Kelly's in the news. We got Lori Vallow. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. But the thing I want to bring up that's kind of important, and it's a total surprise. I'm totally going to surprise you guys. And you have no idea what's going on, Cal and Todd, but it's mainly toward Todd.
Uh-oh.
Now, with case or no case, what happens is the winner gets a dinner or a lunch or gets to be fed. And the problem is, that's right, I don't really appreciate that it's not happening. And Todd, you're the winner. We still owe you lunch, right?
Okay.
So,
I thought the price tag's immediately gone down from dinner to lunch.
But we owe you a brief brunch with a sandwich.
Well, look what I brought, Todd. This is better than lunch. He has no idea I brought him his favorite thing. Take a picture, Todd. Take a picture so we can put it on our social media.
That's a good one.
I have got everything paid off now for last week. I brought Todd his favorite, and we're going to do a shout out for these people who do not need shout outs. McDonald's Egg McMuffin and four cookies for you.
Whoa.
Now, there's an extra Egg McMuffin in here for Cal, our producer. But, Todd, I have taken care of what I owe you so I can sleep at night. There it is. I'm passing it off to Radio Law Talk host. Talk to you. Of course, he looks inside to double check to make sure. Let's see. I don't trust that he got four cookies.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. As a frequent customer, you know you go to a restaurant too much when you place an order and they hand you the bag in the drive-thru and you can tell by the heft of the bag whether they got it right or wrong.
That's pretty
bad. I did that the other day. It gives me, are you sure? They said, I'm telling you right now, you put sausage McMuffins in there and not egg McMuffins. Take a look. And they look at it. Oh, my gosh, you were right. How did you know that? I said, I can tell by the weight of the bag.
I'm an expert.
There you go. You got a sausage egg McMuffin.
Perfect.
And you've got four cookies. Now,
And a Diet Cola.
And he's got
here's the thing. I've got a Diet Coke from McDonald's that I stopped at before coming to the show.
That's exactly right. And that's why, ladies, you're looking for a man, he is a really cheap date. So just so you know, if you're worried about a guy that's going to spend money, no. He's happy with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich usually, maybe a half a bag of chips, or a McDonald's.
Of course, if you are one of those that likes to go Dutch or even have the lady pay a lot, I'm the perfect person to date.
That's exactly right.
Don't want to offend you. Go ahead and pay. And by the way, Todd, I have heard rumor that if there are French fries or those little round potato deals, you know, the breakfast, that they never make it home.
No, they don't.
No, Todd has greasy fingers and a smile on his face when he gets home with his McDonald's.
I almost did that with the, you know, you got the little, what do you call it, with the meal for the breakfast, the potato thing.
The hash brown?
Hash brown. Yeah, that is pretty dang good.
They are good. Right.
And you know what? You know, and I'll tell you, you think I've got a wonderful demeanor and I'm a very kind person to do this. Quite frankly, I'm just on a diet still. I'm really hungry, and so I thought I'd drive through and just smell it. So I smelled it the whole way here, and I'm feeling so much better.
The funny thing is, knowing where you live and where I live, you could have very well been in the same McDonald's drive through, only a few minutes after
me. Yes. I pulled up, and he said, "Is this for Mr. Kunin?" I said, "Yes, it is."
Yeah, how did you know?
When I pulled up to McDonald's, they have a little picture of him there.
No, the employees are wondering, where is Todd? We didn't. Well, we saw him. Floor was for a soda today. What's going on with him? Is he okay?
You know. So we've had enough fun with that. Let me tell you what we are doing. So I, you know why I had all my notes hiding over the top and hiding the McDonald's bag? So that's why I didn't know. So we're doing the Georgia Deputy Police Chief. What? Let me tell you not to do. We're going to talk about Burning Man. This is awesome. There's some great news about Burning Man.
Oh, by the way,
great stories.
Speaking of, I had Fred on the local radio show in Red Bluff and Redding yesterday, and I revealed something, Todd, that not anybody knew.
Oh.
When Fred claimed he was on assignment, he was at Burning Man trying to get out in his car in that row. You know, that's where he was. He was at Burning Man.
We're going to talk. What's great about Burning Man, we're a West Coast based out of California, and where we live is off Freeway 80, and all of us, all you see is white, dusted vehicles, freak vehicles and normal vehicles driving down the freeway, and we've got to talk about the latest, what's going on with the arrests and what type of arrests occurred. We're going to discuss that.
There were some unhappy people at that festival.
Yes, and I've got some stuff.
And I noticed an interesting trend on those arrests that I'll tell you about.
Yes, we
about
do.
Oh.
Lori Vallow, oh my gosh, talk about her.
Man.
Well, you know, she's from Idaho, so that's Cal and her probably are, you know.
Well, hash browns, Lori Vallow.
That's the same thing. We're going to talk about R. Kelly. Elizabeth Holmes is in the news again about a motion for a new trial.
This one was just
bizarre.
It was bizarre, and it's a, well, what did you think was going to happen? I'll just tease that line. We like Karnak.
Right.
Well, what did you think was going to happen?
Right.
And you'll be surprised about who I would say that to. Yes.
Johnny Depp's lawyer, Camille Vasquez. We got to talk about her, too.
I have no problem talking about Camille Vasquez.
Hey.
Todd's available. Todd's available.
Oh, something tells me she is not a a McDonald's connoisseur. Okay.
You never know, Todd. You never know. She probably does. I don't know if she likes cats either.
I think it depends on what kind of bag the food is in, Todd. You know, if some people like McDonald's or brown paper. If you're an upscale, it's one of those goldy-looking, you know, swag bags. If you put it in that, I'm sure she'll be fine with it.
Yeah, we're talking about bags. I am the bag equivalent of a burlap sack. I'm just guessing. There's not going to happen.
So just remember, we have to do this great plug. We're going to talk about general topics. We're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. We're just trying to entertain you. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. So do not look. Set the bar low, and you'll enjoy this show. We'll be back after this.
You know, that is pretty much my life, Todd. Set the bar low and everything will be okay.
I'm putting that on my Tinder profile.
Right. Ladies, don't swipe left, don't swipe right. Just set the bar low and everything will be fine. Radio Law Talk, we do have a high standard of entertainment. And, well, I think you should if we don't. And we'll be back right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books, September 9th.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance.
800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law office...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Back to Radio Law Talk, about ready to do our favorite thing, some case or no case.
Hey, but before we do, you ever heard that game, I'm going to give you three facts and one of them's not true? All right. So I'm going to throw out three facts right now.
Okay.
Three scenarios. You tell me which one of these isn't true. Okay. Fact number one, the earth is flat.
Fact.
Fact number two. No answers until I'm done. Fact number one, the earth is flat. Fact number two, I went to law school. Fact number three, one of us here in the studio today has a book that is a number one bestseller on Amazon this week for new books released. Which one of those is false?
I don't know.
Which one of those is false?
I find the flat earth theory highly intriguing.
Yes. That is our false one.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I checked my bar card. I did go to law school, so that means...
Whoa.
That means that the number one bestseller
Goose.
For new books...
Goose!
Fred, tell us about that.
We hit number one Amazon bestseller for a new book, and it is actually... I checked this morning, and it's still there on a number of types of categories, biographies and law and blah, blah. I don't know, all types of categories. My publishers deal with it, but... They called me yesterday, and when it opened up yesterday, we just opened it yesterday, they were like, this is going way better than we thought, you know. I mean, not that they didn't think it was going to do well, but, and, you know, I have to thank, too, Mark Victor Hansen, shout out for him, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, who helped collaborate with me on this and loves the book and is endorsing the book, so clearly his help is just a little bit of help.
Gee, you think?
Yeah. Here are all those people who bought Chicken Soup for the Soul. Here's Fred Penny's book that I love to collaborate with. So I think he helped probably a little bit.
And you can get your copy now at Amazon. Just go in there and say Google Goose, and you'll see some birds, and then you'll see a book. It's great.
You know what's cool that's kind of interesting? Even I was talking to our publishers. The hardback sold out. You can't get the hardback.
Really?
And then even as of yesterday, I don't know what happened, but Kindle, they stopped selling the Kindle version, and all they had left is some paperbacks. And now the Kindle version's back up, and according to my publisher, by tomorrow there should be the hardback should be coming back up. But wow, it's taken off is all I got to say. Now we want to hit USA Today number one bestseller. We want to hit all these other number one bestsellers. So we're gonna, you know, I'm not gonna talk to Cal or Todd anymore because I'm pretty much a celebrity now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Why would you?
I'm stepping up to the top now, so I can do that.
Yeah. You know, when you got it, you got it, and then there's Todd and I.
Speaking of you got it, man. Why don't you get the case or no case going?
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
A grieving father in White County, Ohio, ran afoul of city fathers because he tried to fix the road where his teenage daughter was killed. Cecily McCree Hamilton, age 16, and driver Taylor Scott Swing, 18, of Cleveland, died on March the 15th in a wreck on Gene Nix Road in Cleveland when the car went off the shoulder and submerged in a creek. Shannon Hamilton, Cicely's father, watched as police pulled her out of the car, out of the river below the bridge. He said, I gave her a kiss and told her I loved her. I hugged her freezing body and said goodbye. The teens wouldn't have died had there been a guardrail on the side of the bridge. Local officials said, well, theoretically, you're right, you know, but we need approval to build that guardrail. And he said, heck with you. He went out there and built his own guardrail and put up signs and said, this is a dangerous road here. Don't go there. And he was arrested. Cleveland officials came and arrested him, and an outraged community member decided to see if they should go out to the town council and the town attorney and all of that for doing so. And he said, all I want is damages, and I want the road fixed. So I'm going to ask you, Todd, we'll start with you. This sounds like something you might handle. Case or no case?
Wow. So did he get arrested for putting up a guardrail? You know, this is a problem when you eat McDonald's. From Fred while you're doing the show because...
A little distracting.
Yes. Well, it was a very tasty sausage McMuffin there. But did he get arrested for putting up a guardrail and a sign?
And he decided he wanted to sue for false arrest after that.
And he wanted to sue for false arrest.
So you've got several options for cases to consider.
Okay. Boy, this sounds like a tragedy. If this is in the category of actual event, but not didn't result in a case, you know, I just feel terrible for somebody who lost a family member because of that. But I gotta go with scenario, but no case. no case, because I'm trying to think of what justification the cops would have for needing to put somebody, place somebody under arrest, because he didn't build the car rail in the presence of the officers, ostensibly. He didn't put up the sign in the presence of the officers. It's probably a misdemeanor. And why would they need to arrest him for that? Because,
well, it's Ohio.
Unless he was on the side of the road creating a disturbance in addition to having done that, but that wasn't part of your facts. And if it turns out it was later on, I'm going to cry foul. But I'm going to say no case.
And they don't want people doing their jobs for them in Ohio.
That's true, but that's not something they arrest them for.
All right, Fred Penny, what do you think? Case
this
or no
is,
case?
This is excellent. First of all, and again, this is not giving legal advice. I'm just throwing things out. As a personal injury lawyer, I see this. We have represented people who have drowned in lakes and floods and stuff like this, or their family members. It's sad. I'm not telling you to do this because we're not giving legal advice, but I'm just telling you what I have in my car, in all our cars. We have the little hammer things that'll break your windows out, because a lot of times you go in. What happens to new cars nowadays? They have the little locks that go down. You can't, like the old-fashioned locks, you can pull it up. Can't do that anymore. You got to break your window out and you got to get out, right?
So seatbelt cutter and a window breaker.
Seatbelt cutter with it. You've got it. The tools has got a cutter and a window breaker. So make sure you have it. And I'll be honest with you, driving near lakes or anywhere you're going, unlock your door as you're driving. That's what we do. Those are just the little things I do. And I'm going to come back and talk about this. I got a good idea. But this is very interesting. This is my world. We'll be back after this.
Grieving father tries to help out. Well, it didn't work out well for him. So what's the answer to case or no case? You can think about it. You're always welcome to email us or contact us on social media or call us and give us your thoughts. And this is Radio Law Talk. The show will continue in just a little bit. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsor.
USA Radio News.
Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking on the Mar-a-Lago investigation.
What do you say to the argument that it would be too divisive for the country to prosecute a former president?
There has been a call for justice, and justice has been served.
That was during an interview with Meet the Press. This comes as the Department of Justice and Donald Trump have each submitted two candidates to serve as a special master to review documents seized from the former president's Mar-a-Lago home last month. Two sheriff's deputies were killed while serving a warrant.
Two suspects are in custody after two Atlanta area sheriff's deputies were killed in the line of duty Thursday evening while serving a warrant. Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owens.
What words can you say when you lose your family member? And those words don't come easy.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
All right, we're back with Case or No Case, and this is Frederick Penny, and I was talking about this case that it's kind of right up my alley. But let me tell you what I think really happened, Cal.
Sure.
What really happened is this sad scenario did occur, and they did go to the town council or city council and ask them to go ahead and, you know, put guardrails up there, and they turned it down. And just so you know, it is there is government codes that do protect the government from being sued for things like this. Doesn't mean you can't get around it, and we have before in the past, and a number of attorneys have done that. But I think what happened is they went out there and put up the guardrail themselves anyway. I can't see them arresting him by putting a guardrail up because it's not going to be an overnight thing. A guardrail is not going to take a few minutes. It's going to take days to put up a big guardrail in there, and therefore they didn't just days later watch him do this and then come and arrest him. I think it's a scenario. It's a case. I think he went up and put the guardrail, and neighbors helped him, and they never arrested him, even though they were probably pretty ticked off.
So you said you think it's a scenario and a case?
No, or not a case.
No case. Okay.
No case, yeah.
So you're saying he got arrested or no?
He did not.
Okay. Yes, he did. He got arrested. He wanted to sue the city for what they did to him, false arrest. He said, you arrested me for no reason. The town became so outraged, they went to the town council. The town council said, it's a state highway. What do you want from us? They said, well, a guardrail would be nice. So the neighbors started standing out there with signs to warn people. And then that made people more irritated, and the media got a hold of it. And the next thing you know, guardrail.
He got arrested because he built a guardrail?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it's Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know all of the details. This was, I just got the story and
wow, that's a good story though,
isn't it?
Cal.
And that is that's
so you win, Cal. That's you. That's why. Hey, I brought you an egg McMuffin too. So sausage egg McMuffin. So he wins also.
I consider it paid off. Next, I'm going to tell you when is someone working for a company when they're not, and if that company is the government. How messed up can things become? So we'll talk about that next hour on Case or No Case. And now, back to Radio Law Talk. Here are Fred and Todd.
Let me tell you about one of the most interesting cases. It's one of our top, I'm going to say, 100 interesting cases of the Georgia police chief. He is an associate police chief, which is like the number two. He's a police chief, but like the associate, however you want to say that. His name is Jason DePrima. Sorry to bring that up on you, Jason. He's a Georgia police chief, and he heads to Florida to go to training.
What
and
could happen while you're on training?
In Florida,
oh, man.
In Florida, it's the training about the lie detector test, right? A polygraph. So they're learning about polygraphs. Well, guess what? He needed a vehicle to drive. And guess what he was driving? He was driving
a unit, probably.
No, it was a undercover.
Interesting phrasing there, Cal.
Well, I'm just saying that's what they call them. So an undercover cop car?
No, it was ready for this because they had to use it because they needed one. A U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent car. In other words, undercover drug enforcement car.
Oh man,
he's driving, and he solicited these. I'm going to say ladies of the night. And it was a sting, and he shows up in the undercover U.S. drug enforcement car, gets out, and by the way, this informant, undercover, you know, sting, they ask for a white, and make sure you bring me a White Claw hand, hard seltzer. I didn't know what a White Claw was. I go, what would she want to do with a White Claw? I don't know. But anyway, White Claw hard seltzer, he shows up, steps out, and they offer the money, the deal goes down, and he gets arrested.
Wow.
Coming out of a U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration undercover cop car.
Just a word of advice to police officers listening now. When you go on training, do not seek out, shall we say, professional company, especially if you're in Florida.
When you're, yeah, in Florida. That's what you brought up, the craft thing. It's like, hey, in Florida, you better not be doing that because...
Wow.
But here's the best part of the whole thing. Right? I mean, this is... Cal, I know you got to get drum roll. You got to get something going because this is the best part of the whole thing.
Okay, magic sound first.
Sure. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Then we'll go to our... we'll do this.
Okay, that's a good one. The spokesman for Polk County Sheriff said as follows.
And so you're telling me there's a chance.
There is. He said, quote, when they're talking about, you know, he was put on administrative leave and bailed out, et cetera, and the Polk County Sheriff says, quote, if all else fails, he can make money by selling a book on how to ruin your career in 3 easy steps. Sheriff gets up there and says that at the press conference.
Uh-oh.
All right. So, but I guess, did we learn anything from this? I guess what do we learn from this, Todd?
Well, I think we've learned a lot of things from this. First, probably the first thing to learn. First and foremost, I would be remiss if I did not say this. Whether you're in law enforcement or not, don't solicit prostitution.
Hello.
How about just not doing that, right?
That's right.
You know, because in all seriousness, you can look at that as to say, well, you know, that person is just doing it and she's got the right to do with whatever she wants. Her body, her choice, right? She can do whatever and, you know, she's got to make a living, so that's her choice. The problem is that every time somebody solicits prostitution, while that may be true for that individual, you are exacerbating the problem for human trafficking when it comes to that.
And
and institutionalizing it further.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I know of a recent case in California where, you know, there was a death because of the issue. The gentleman that was in charge of this woman came and shot a John or whatever you want to call it. So there's, you know, there's some violence there. But anyway, what not to do? Number one, don't borrow the U.S. drug enforcement car, undercover car, and while you're at a training for your
One thing you never want to hear a cop in training: hey, I'm going to use this car to pick up chicks.
What are you thinking though, Todd? Like really?
What are you thinking? What do you think? You know, I used to, when I was a prosecutor, about once a year in this one jurisdiction I was prosecuting, they'd do these stings. And they would always alternate. Okay, we're going to go after the prostitutes or we're going to go after the Johns.
Right. What are we going to do?
So this was clearly a sting where they're going after the men that are soliciting it. So the person posing as the prosecutor was probably an undercover law enforcement officer. And the way that works is there's no activities engaging. The person would get into the hotel room. They agree on an act in exchange for money. Once the money is displayed, they hit the little button and folks come in from the other room. And, well, there you go. You get arrested because you had the agreement, this for that.
And that's against the law. Right.
And it's against the law. The alternative is they have somebody posing as a John, and then they arrest the prostitutes that come to the hotel room. Same scenario. There's no act that actually occurs other than an agreement and the exchange of money. One of the funniest things that I ever heard a defendant say, this was his claimed defense. He said, look, I wasn't paying and I did not intend to pay money for the act itself. I didn't pay to engage in sex with her. The money was for her to leave me alone after it was done.
Okay,
that's creative. It's not going to work. By the way, he was still convicted. but that was all right. Nice try there, buddy. Try to wordsmith your way out of that one.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
just
interesting.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Well, speaking of crazy, so I have a person on social media that I follow. That's actually a wonderful person, by the way. And they follow me, and we're not buddy buddies. I've actually never met him personally, but this individual posted Burning Man pictures, and what a great time they had. And I was like, huh. And so I commented, and I said, well, that was fun. How was the 8-hour wait in line to get out of Burning Man? 8-hour wait in line. And the response was, guess what? Take a guess.
8 hours? Who have you been talking
that's
to?
That's exactly right. She goes, 12 hours.
Oh, my word.
She said she was, I was trying to keep that secret. But she said she was there 12 hours. Not driving, like sitting in line just to get out. I mean, maybe creeping up here, creeping up there. But, boy, I tell you, they should maybe next time do it so they rotate. But we're going to talk about Burning Man when we come back, what happened there, and we're going to talk about the arrests. We're going to give you some statistics about arrests at Burning Man. It's very interesting.
Wasn't there a story last week of an airline that was taxiing for 8 hours? People were still in New Jersey, so went around 8 hours so they could take off.
How do you try to get on the plane if you're at Burning Man? Get that dust off here.
Traffic's all over.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver.
Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're talking about Burning Man because we love talking about it, and because it does apply to Radio Law Talk, because it talks about the law, and we talk about statistics of arrests, etc. Let us give you some statistics. I want to give you a very brief background. Those of you who don't know much about Burning Man, the original Burning Man was based out of San Francisco was where they did it. And it got so big, they moved it out to the desert. Now, there's a couple of interesting things. The purpose of Burning Man originally was to basically get yourself out of the world, out of the evil kind of world of money, corruption, et cetera, and just be free and enjoy life and love and happiness, almost like the 60s movement. And the whole purpose of it, no money was allowed, or basically no money was allowed. It was all barter. You'd trade, okay, if you need a bar of soap, you traded a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right? And that's how it all started, and that's the purpose of it. The whole purpose of it was that. And guess what? 2019, Burning Man made $43 million.
What?
Yeah, they brought in $43 million in 2019. And why they don't have 20 or 21, because that was pandemic. So 2022 just ended, so we don't know the numbers. But we were talking about the 12-hour wait just to get out of there. There was 80,000 people that showed up to this Burning Man. It's funny, they call them burners. There are 80,000 burners. And by the way, it all started, there was a Burning Man. It's actually a big man that is like a wooden man that's the size of like two-story house, three-story house. I don't know, it's massive. And they burn it. And kind of, I don't know the, I'm not exactly on, right on top of that, but it's generally to burn, you know, the evil man and to have the, you know, have a more utopian society.
And a great way to close the festival.
Yeah, and that's how they do it. Right. And yeah, and so, by the way, while they're waiting these 12 hours, there's a major fight, like it was a, like a brawl that occurred on the way out. but anyway, here's the point. The point is there were some arrests, Todd, and tell us the statistics on the arrests.
Well, so there were, in this year, there were only 16 arrests compared to 58 in 2019. And of the arrests, there are roughly 10 different type offenses. And one, somebody arrested on a bench warrant. It was interesting. They were arrested on a bench warrant for an offense that they were arrested for the last Burning Man and that they never appeared in court on.
Nice.
But of the 10, I mean, this is a sampling of the types of the crimes that they were arrested for. Battery of substantial bodily harm, domestic battery, possession of a controlled substance. At Burning Man, shocker, Tay say it is
no.
So. Possession of a controlled substance, obstructing a police officer, battery, not domestic violence related, just straight battery, false statement, destroying or concealing evidence, possession of paraphernalia, again, at Burning Man, shocker.
This is stunning. Wait, do they flush it there or what?
I have no
They're
idea.
They're in the desert. How are they going to do that?
I know nothing.
battery on a protected person and sales of a controlled substance.
What?
Again, at Burning Man.
And
what I noticed about those 10 different types of offenses was about 4 of them are offenses that require a law enforcement officer as an element of the offense. For example, if I pick up a DUI, well, the two elements for a DUI, was I driving, was I impaired? It doesn't matter if a law enforcement officer was there. But battery on a protected person, usually that's law enforcement, is I hit a law enforcement officer. So did I hit somebody and were they in law enforcement? Answer is yes. So when I look at these, obstructing a police officer requires law enforcement as an element of the offense.
Wow.
False statement requires law enforcement.
You're lying to someone who's in
yes.
a position of authority. Right?
Destroying or concealing evidence, you're, again, with a law enforcement officer. And let's see, battery on a protected person. I mean, I look at those 4 right there. That could all happen in the same thing. No, cop, I don't have any weed. There's your obstructing a law enforcement and giving a false statement. Well, what's this over here that I see halfway flushed down the toilet? There's your destruction or concealing of evidence.
Halfway flushed, oh, yeah? You mean thrown down
yes.
in the toilet.
Query whether or not actually smoking the marijuana constitutes trying to destroy or conceal evidence.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to fight about it, copper? I mean, that's the next thing, right?
Yeah, and then get away. You push the law enforcement officer to run away. There's your battery on a protected person. So
all I got to say to those officers, by the way, there's 37 officers there
yep.
is what they had. They probably have a lot of security, so I'll say 37 is not a lot. They probably got a lot of paint all over themselves. Okay, you're arrested. Oh, my gosh, I got yellow and pink on me and all this paint. But, look, here's another interesting statistic. Burning Man is so is getting so big that I don't know if it's the first official, but guess what? I look at a lot of videos, and I like to watch things on social media about planes. I love airplanes. And the first, to their knowledge, PC-24, which is a Pilatus 24 jet, which is a brand new jet. They just started making in, I think, 2019.
Wow.
And which is a jet that can land on dirt. The first PC-24 flew into Burning Man, landed, dropped people off, and took off. Now, if I'm flying a jet and landing on that really fine dust, who's thinking of doing that? Because that'll ruin those engines in the jet.
I think there's a bunch of executives coming out of a smoke-filled plane going, whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Nice landing.
Oh, Les Lundy, dude. And so, but that's funny. The first landing on the desert, landing out in the desert, a PC-24, dropping off Burning Man, picking people up with a lot of dust on them when they came back.
But, well, you know, Fred and Todd, using license plate readers is a common way of finding out who the criminal element is at a place like Burning Man. I have come up with a new idea that we may be able to market.
What can we
do? A body paint reader. Huh? Just read and say, oh, that, they had that design last year. It must be Todd.
You know what the problem is? Most people out there, their body paint, they're using about a quart. I got to use like 2 gallons.
Oh. If
I
just... Understood.
You know, you were talking about revenues from 2019 being in the neighborhood of about $43 million in revenue. And so I hopped on really quickly to their IRS 990 form they had to file as a...
Because they're a nonprofit, right?
Yes. Yeah. And of that, only... They're claiming that for expenses and disbursements as part of the charity, all but $300,000 of that was disbursed. So nothing was kept over. So I'm looking at where it went. And I came upon this one part here that says, and I quote, this is part three of Schedule 1 on the form. It says, honoraria art grant. The grant, cash amount of the grant, $485,000.
Do you think that was for the Burning Man, the last
thing? Hold on.
What was it for, owner?
73 recipients.
Oh, nice.
Stipends of $89,998, 250 recipients of that stipend. And so I'm looking at that going, well, who's getting all of this? And so a lot of it's being dispersed. You know, it didn't look like the directors were taking exorbitant salaries or anything like that. They seem pretty modest. But, yeah. That's.
I think a lot of it needs to go toward baths or like bath towels, bath dishes. You know,
that could be art, right?
Speaking of bath, they did take a bath in 2020 because they had prepped for it, and then the pandemic hit, and they were about $7 million in the hole, $7 million loss in 2020 because of the pandemic. And
well, do they charge admission, or is it, how do they get their money?
Oh yeah, there's admission, and then there's of course it's, you know, supposed to be barter. It's all changed, and I'm sure they have to pay the government. I know they're paying the government a certain amount of that money.
Well, the Bureau of Land Management.
It's on federal property, so,
right? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. So, but look, we bring up Burning Man for those wonderful statistics, and you know, look, I apologize that we can't talk about Burning Man again for another year, but usually the arrests are interesting and fun, but they weren't so interesting.
You seem really broken up over there.
I'm broken up that we only had 16 arrests, and it actually turned out to be a pretty good event. So nothing to talk about on Radio Law Talk other than that.
So we're going to get into the traffic. Getting out.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Lori Vallow, Johnny Depp's lawyer, what she's up to. We're going to talk about R. Kelly. We've got a very quick one about LeBron and Drake, but Ricky Martin's lawsuit, that's an interesting one, too, that's going on when we come back. Hour two, stay with us.
Hour number one is in the books, and hour number two of Radio Law Talk is coming right up in just a little bit, right here. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.